KNOM Profiles.
The State Department of Natural Resources issued 205 permits for offshore mining operations in Nome this year. And in the midst of Nome's second gold rush, the town quite often referred to as the Gold Rush City has seen an influx of people in the summer the past few years. At KNOM this summer, we're taking some time to get to know some of our summertime neighbors. Each week, we'll talk with a different miner in the community. This week, we spoke with Brent Tuttle. You may have heard of Tuttle before. Last fall, he was attempting to dock his tugboat in St. Michael for the winter when he ran aground on a reef only 3 miles away. And it became a fight for survival, eventually being rescued on the shore by community members. Despite last year's events, he is back for his second year to mine in Nome. Tuttle is originally from Golden, Colorado. He says he found out about gold mining in Nome just like millions of others, from reality TV.
I saw this show, decided I can do that. And of course, my now ex-wife is saying, no, you can't. And I took off to Seattle and went up and down the coast looking for a boat that we could bring up. And finally found a suitable sized vehicle and got in it and drove it 3,500 miles to Nome.
What was it like coming up into this, into Nome itself as a community, but also into the community of other gold miners?
Well, it's funny. My first encounter was with the harbor master, and of course, I had just gotten off a boat after 30 days in the ocean and almost dying twice. You know, we had two events out there. And she rolled her eyes the minute I said, oh, I'm so happy to be here. I saw that show, and I just know this is my destiny. I'm supposed to come up here and change my life. And I'm, you know, I was all frumpy and dumpy back home, and now I'm going to be a man, you know, and get my abs back. And she just looked at me and says, well, I've heard it all. And that's pretty much the way, and John Mihalik actually coined the phrase starry-eyed bozos. And he said, the first year you're a starry-eyed bozo, and you come up here, you don't know anything, the old-timers won't talk to you, you just haven't paid your dues. And my advice is either come up here expecting to pay your dues, you know, be real humble, but ask people, you know, what they're doing, what's working, what's not. Or you can always spend a couple hundred thousand and destroy your tugboat. And then they'll come out of the woodwork to help you.
His dreams were challenged when he ran out of money after charging up his credit cards and even taking money from businesses at home. He says he literally had $6 in his pocket. On top of lack of finances in 2012, most of his crew that traveled with him to Nome quit upon arrival, but he was able to connect with an experienced miner in Nome and was successful in dredging for a short time last season. After going home and regrouping, he says he's looking forward to this season.
The part that's most exciting is there is gold all over the Nome area, and if you either get in with some guys that know what they're doing, or you, like some of my friends have said, well, I've been up here 15 years and I finally figured it out. You can go the hard way.
Tuttle says he's also looking forward to being back in the community.
I was really thankful because everyone that did know I was in trouble last year helped me like no one else in the lower 48 ever had. The community was wonderful. And that's another reason why I just had to come back.
With last season under his belt, Tuttle has advice for new miners.
My advice to anyone that is a first-year miner, don't be. Be a first-year observer. Come up here, stay in the hotels. They've got some great places. The people are nice. If you just go out and ask questions, don't be afraid to ask. A lot of people will tell you if you get with the old timers and you're asking them their secrets, don't expect to get a clear answer, because they have paid their dues. This is a tough way to make a living, and it's not as easy as it looks on TV.
Do you feel like you've paid your dues after last year?
I do. I really do. And I'm really thankful. I think some other people have kind of felt like I've paid my dues, and they've let me in on some things that I probably would have had to come up here another 4 or 5 years and figure out on my own.
Would you consider yourself a risk taker?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a risk taker. I don't fail. But I do. I like to take risks, and I think in order to really achieve big things, you have to risk big.
KNOM continues sharing stories of our neighbors who are mining in and around Nome. If you are a miner and would like to share your story, please contact KNOM at 443-5221 or at news@knom.org. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM, News and Public Affairs.